This time, woo-hoo! Podcast audio recording of Coursified Ishley or something or other like
that.
There
was like five words strung together. What are you trying to do to the English language?
What the people who fucking brought it to us did to all the other languages.
That's fair. That's legit. That's legit.
What? You ain't even said a dat gum or nothing. All right. Now, listen here.
You listen here.
Shout out to the niggas over at the Trendsetters Podcast. Podcast up in the joint. What's that nigga, Adea?
I think
they keeping a gangster over there. Niggas is feeling it. All right. Shout out to motherfuckers over at Redneck Revolt.
Yes.
That's a very hard left turn.
That's a very hard left, sir. Keeping it hard, keeping it gangster, keeping it real.
Woo. Okay, so fucking
By the way, they're starting a Chicago branch.
Oh, Redneck
Revolt. If you want to learn how to shoot a gun.
Damn, I saved some shit, man, but I work these fucking hours, man.
Right.
That I want to send to you know, some. I'm not going to say them niggas' names on the program because they get fucking harassed.
Yeah.
But the fuckers that kind of like, they're at the core of Redneck Revolt. And it's like some basically people that are like quite deliberately countering them.
Mm-hmm.
Like white supremacists that like part of their goal is to counter Redneck Revolt.
Yeah.
It's bugged out. And for folks that don't know what the fuck Redneck Revolt is, it's, you know how you got Faux-Shul, F-A-U-X-I-A-L, fake, Faux-Shul justice niggas online, who just, they have their talking points. They're like, you go out and put in the work, or you gotta get out there and do the work. These are white people that are actually out there doing the work. They're white people that go out and tell other white people about how capitalism is fucking their shit up,
mm-hmm.
and teaching these white people like anti-racist shit, and like, and, you know, protester shit, unionizing shit, socialist shit, and it's Redneck Revolt, and they're out there putting in that work. And but there's some white supremacist niggas that like peep what they're doing, and they're trying to counter that because they're taking our racist away.
They are taking the racist away, right? Well, I mean, that's, like, the greatest fear of any white supremacist is to lose your fan base because they realize that racism isn't working for anybody. Like, unless you're, like, a 1% white person, racism isn't working for you either. Because that's people of color and black people you could be organizing with and fucking taking down the 1%. And, like, when white people, like, start figuring it out, they're like, holy shit, they've been lying to me this whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been lying to you this whole time.
They don't like you. Donald Trump doesn't fucking like you.
Doesn't like you.
At all.
But, you know, some people would rather die white than die right, so I mean...
God damn it.
All right, this is,
Yes.
Wednesday. White on white crime.
Yes.
We still trigger-fy it.
Yes.
Yeah. I tell you what, man. See, you saw that right there? I almost fucked it all.
Oh, yeah.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes. I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday.
I clicked on the wrong one. Whoopsie days.
I thought we had just ripped a hole in the time-space continuum.
No.
Oh.
Did that yesterday. And I kind of clean-cut a hole.
You were just farting because you had too much milk.
I was farting today, too, and I don't even... No, I didn't have any milk.
Cheese.
No, I don't know what's been doing it. Because it should happen today, too. I don't know if it's, like, the green onions in my fajitas or what.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe it's the green onions. I don't know.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah, because I use mayonnaise as a base sauce. Like, something I do, right, when I make something, like, I take a reasonable amount of mayonnaise. okay?
Okay, white people, it's a reasonable amount.
Yeah, like, again, like I said, like, I'm not anti-mayonnaise, I'm pro-portion control, all right? And so I take a reasonable amount of mayonnaise and then a little dippy-doo of mustard, and that makes a base sauce, so when I attach, like, spices and whatnot to things, like, they spread more evenly. And also, when I microwave my shit, because I usually, like, preset meals and then microwave them, that sauce, that moisture helps hold in the heat longer, you know, for when I'm getting my meal ready. Yeah, just me being smart.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Goddamn are.
Yes.
Alright. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Don't forget about them niggas over there at the Trendsetters. If you like WineCellarMedia.com, the Trendsetters, they are exactly like us.
Why you do that to people?
What?
Why you do that to people?
What? You're trying to say the Trendsetters is not exactly the same as the Black Podcast.
The Trendsetters is nothing like the Black Podcast. It doesn't make them bad, but they are nothing like us.
Is that pronounced a dia or a dea?
I don't know.
It's two E's and an A. I'm going to flex those E's. Adia Rogers, like, you think I go hard. Just a couple episodes, I said it's a good thing to kill a young white woman every once in a while. That's been ringing
and
in my head.
Every white man within a 5-mile radius around her.
Like, that was ringing in my head. Like, I fucking say that shit? Because, like, that's some shit that you can just clip out, take out of context.
There is so much shit we say that someone someday, there's gonna be like some fucking alt-right version of right-wing watch, and they'll be like, look at these Negroes, and it's just gonna be everything we've ever said about white people without any context. That's what's gonna happen.
Hell, I should do it myself. That'd be a fun segment. Shit we've said on the Wine Cellar that can be taken out of context.
There's so much.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, Adia Rogers fucking, like, fucking chops. Like, Adia Rogers is anti-capitalist, anti-corporatism. She's not down with fucking corporate conservadims. All right? Like, Adia Rogers ain't no motherfucking joke. Like, she is straight Wine Cellar material to the core. All right, let's get into some shit. Phoenix over there making faces about shit. Why?
Because the devil is a liar.
I'll let them know when I see them. All right, let's go right down to the get down, because I got more 12-hour shifts coming.
Because get down with the get down.
All right, so this is on tcpalm.com.
And when emergency, you call police for a medical.
Hey, whoa. What is the autoplay?
Hello? This is...
Is that the audio for the... Oh, okay. That's the audio for the thing.
So let's find out what this is. So it's a crabby incident... Well, that's... Wait. A crabby incident? Who uses that kind of... Is this in America?
It's because it involves seafood.
Oh, so this is just...
Yeah, they tried to get every punchline impossible.
A Peggy Hill journalist.
Yeah.
Who is this? Who's this journalist? Tess Sheets? That's the journalist?
Wow, that is an unfortunate name.
All right, Tess. So a crabby incident led to the arrest of a Stewart man on Monday. Stewart is apparently a place. You know what state?
Florida.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Meanwhile, in Florida.
Always with the fucking Florida. God damn it. It led to the arrest of a Stewart man Monday when the police fellers say he misused the emergency 911 line, calling the dispatchers twice to complain about... Oh, Jesus. Really? So his name is Nelson Agosto, a 51-year-old individual, and he persisted.
He persisted.
And he was at Krabby's Seafood Shack. So actually, and they do have the audio here. So yes. I'm going to try to freestyle that audio in, right? Let's see how that works.
Oh, you're not going to tell me?
911 emergency, you should call police, fire, medical.
No, because apparently he's going to say it.
He's going to say it.
Yeah. He's going to tell you what the hell he called in about.
Emergency, you should call police, fire, medical.
Hello?
This is 911 emergency, you should call police, fire, medical.
Yes. Can I call for an officer?
I'm sorry, you need what?
I called for an officer because...
Okay, said I'm calling for an officer. She said police, fire, medical. He said I'm calling for an officer. All right, what you calling for an officer for, boy?
Because I was just speaking to a dispatcher. I was telling him about Krabby Seafood. and I ordered something that it was extremely so small, and they charged
okay,
me money.
And so he ordered something, and it was extremely so small. I can't stand when it's extremely so small. But you know what? The water was cold. You jumped right in. You had no idea what was going on. All right, buddy. Let's see.
I need to call back on
a
non-emergency line.
Who do I call?
Call back on a non-emergency line. Who do I call? The non-emergency line. I'm quite sure. I have my bets that you're on a cellularized telephone that is a modern-day smart device. Google the local non-emergency line.
I mean, or you could just talk to the manager. Like a normal fucking person.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, B. This is Florida. You don't do that.
Oh, Florida, you are a gem.
Whew.
Let me give you a number. It's 772-287-1122.
Okay, what is that for?
What is that for? Yo, she just told you. God damn. People in Florida just be drunk all the time. Just all the fucking time. Just fucking put some whiskey on my Fruit Loops. I gotta start the day.
Non-emergency number.
Yeah, but that's for an officer to come?
That's for the non-emergency number for you to make your report, yes.
I like how she did that slick shit where it's like, I'm going to answer your question to the way I want to.
Yes.
Because that's not for an answer for an officer to come. She basically reframed the question, then said yes. Said, that's for you to make your report. Yes. Nice. Nice. I'd have did that shit too.
Non-emergency number for you to make your report. Yes.
See, let's do it again. I like that. I like this. I assume cis woman.
Yeah, but that's for an officer to come?
That's for the non-emergency number for you to make your report, yes.
Okay, but I want somebody to come.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I think he peeped it. He said, wait a second. No, I don't want to fill a report. He said, I want the Elroys here. God damn.
Over seafood.
Yeah.
Aight, nigga.
Why?
Okay, but I want somebody to come.
You need to call that number. This is 911 for emergencies. Hang up and call that number and they will help you.
Okay, 772 what?
28.
Woo!
And he said it with an attitude. Woo! Like, how dare you not let me waste your time?
Everybody's supposed to serve him. He sounds like a New Yorker, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucking sounds New York-y.
287-1122.
Okay, thank
you.
Alrighty,
bye. Call police, fire, medical.
I call police.
Okay, sir, you need to call back.
Nigga called again. This motherfucker.
You peeped that she recognized his voice and everything. She was like, sir, I told you.
Jesus Christ. He called the fuck back.
Oh, shit.
On the non-emergency line.
I tried that, but I couldn't get through.
No, the line is working fine. 287-1122.
Okay, bye.
Damn, I heard a phone slam down. That was a slammer, and I don't mean pogs.
Whew.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking at the article, yes, it mentions that he tried again. So, yeah, everything gets covered in that. And then the Stewart Police Department put out a tweet. Stewart Police arrested Nelson Agosto by summons for misuse of 911. Agosto called 911 after consuming a meal and complaining about his food from a restaurant. Please leave 911 for emergencies.
But peep that, though. They said he already ate the thing and then complained? He didn't say that when he called 911. He said, I ordered a thing and it was so small.
How the fuck did he say that? Hold up.
Can I call for an officer?
I'm sorry, you need what?
I called for an officer because I was just speaking to a dispatcher about telling him about Krabby Seafood. and I ordered something that it was extremely so small. And
It was extremely so small.
Oh, you know? Florida, Florida, Florida.
Like, I swear, like, Donald Trump could have grabbed it with just one of his hands. It was extremely so small. Oh, man. All right, what the hell's going on here? Let's just get on over this way, man. I'll take a foot.
Oh, yeah.
And we can flip the volume back. What? This video is restricted from playing. But what if I want to fucking... David Moy,
call 911 and see if they can help you.
911, I need an officer to arrive at the internet for me. Don't worry, they got rid of net neutrality. The lanes are slower. He can get right in there.
Oh.
Woo! Pay attention, motherfuckers. Damn, the video's for sure. I wonder if it's because I have ad blocker on.
Oh, maybe.
All right, well, fuck them then.
Although, you know what, though? When I was on mobile, I couldn't get the video to play either. So I just read the article, and I was like, yeah, we'll do it.
All right. So, let's see, So instead of whining about their son's teachers, Ohio parents Mary and Paul Sommers decided to whine them for Christmas instead. Okay, okay, so they went from whining W-H-I-N-E, which is like that, what the fuck kind of voice? That was some ableist shit I did. And then they flipped it to whining, which is not what I'm going to be sipping on after this. I'm going to be sipping affordable champagne. Because you got to say that. The word champagne just sounds like...
It has a connotation.
Yeah.
But also, it's on sale for $7.99 a bottle, like shit.
Barefoot bubbly.
Yes.
I'll be bubble fine, I tell you foot. I mean, it's really just...
It's just wine with carbonation, really.
Yeah, and I didn't feel like having juice with it. I'm just going to pop a little Mio in it. And yeah, it's basically... It's like a Sprite remix that gets your forehead a little loose.
Yeah.
All right. So, Baba Dot... Mary and Paul Sommers, who live in Beaver Creek, say their son, a 14-year-old individual named Jake, quote, is that kid, end quote, the one in class who, quote, who always has something to say, end quote. So when the parents wanted to say thanks to Jake...
Wait, so they know their kid's an asshole and they're just like, yeah, well, deal with it. We have to. We've given up.
What are you talking about? You have to. You made it. You did that. Like, you raised it that way. Fucking Christ. So when the parents wanted to say thanks to Jake's teachers for putting up with him, Mary Sommers said they had to kick things up a notch. Quote, how many coffee mugs does a teacher need? End quote. She told the local station WHIO. But who doesn't need a glass of wine after teaching a kid like mine? Oh, she's an MC. Who doesn't need a glass of wine after teaching a kid like mine?
Like, she's literally saying her kid is that bad, and she's just, I don't know, enhance your alcoholism to work around it. Like, what the fuck?
Damn. Yeah. She's like, here's my kid, which is a problem, and I'm gonna give you alcoholism, which will also be a problem, but it's a much more of a slow, festering problem. Fucking Christ. With help from a friend's printing company, the Sommers turned some bottles of Chardonnay in a truly thoughtful... excuse me, I be yawning because I be tired-fied. Turned some bottles of Chardonnay in a truly thoughtful holiday gift for their son's teachers. I think that sentence is misprinted. But, yeah, look at that sentence, right? With help from a friend's printing company.
The Sommers turned some bottles of Chardonnay into a truly thoughtful holiday gift.
They left out in two. See, they just put in.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, what the F is happening? All right. The label features a picture of a picture of their shitty kid.
Right. So a picture of the thing that's causing you to drink is now on your wine bottle. So really, who's the bigger asshole? The parents who let this child out into the world be an asshole, or the asshole that is so bad that you have to drink to get away from him.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and bring it up on screen for the people checking out the video. This fucking little shit. Alright, yeah, that's that little bastard right there. And I've heard this name before, Chardonnay.
Chardonnay, yes.
That's not particularly. I can't afford it, can I?
You can. You can afford cheap Chardonnay.
Or maybe I can, but I would prefer not to.
Well, it's wine. It's white wine. But Chardonnay is just like, you know, like a type, like a.
Oh, it's not a brand.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like a beer or a champagne or, you know, Chardonnay, Moscato, just different types of wine.
Like all whiskey is not Maker's Mark.
Right, exactly.
Ah, okay. I'm with you. All right, so you fuckers looking at the video, you get to see this little shit face. And, all right, so back to the get down. Uh-oh, whoops. Oh, I forget what happens when it's on full screen. I almost had an engineering blooper.
Uh-oh.
Here comes the hammer.
Wow. That's what we're doing?
Here comes the hammer.
That's what we're doing?
Niggers love the hammer.
Do they?
Yep. They're like, MC Hammer's the greatest rapper of all times.
Okay.
What the fuck? They got several of them.
He has a lot of teachers.
They're trying to... All right. quote, the teachers deserve the wine. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you need to say. That says a lot.
None of the teachers were shocked by it, is also what she said.
That also says a lot.
Damn.
Word about the intoxicating gift went viral after Jake's older brother, DJ, posted a photo on Twitter. Now, DJ Summers, sounds like an actual DJ, tweeted, niggas is wilding with those 280 characters.
Yeah.
They are feeling it. My parents always get the elementary school teachers a present around Christmas, typically something small like a candle or a flower to say thank you. This year they got them bottles of wine and replaced the labels with their own with my brother on them. Happy holidays. 7,000 retweets. God damn.
45,000 likes. Oh, wait, hold on. You missed the last sentence. What'd that say?
Jake insisted he's not insulted by the gift. In fact, he helped deliver the vino personally. He said, quote, I thought it was funny.
You would, you little fucking shit.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I hope you fucking call some black kids nigger.
And they beat your whole ass from back to front and put it on YouTube.
Whoopie-doo. Nah, then you'll make a bit. I don't know why I'm a victim.
They pour ham and milk on me.
What the fuck is this? Alright, here go Phoenix Kalia in her fucking show notes.
What? I am just chronicling white people's behaviors, alright? I did not make anyone behave this way.
So, police say a hunter's trip home hit a snag in Las Vegas after security screeners found an unexpected item in his luggage. No crime was committed because the man had a hunting tag, but Police Lieutenant David Gordon told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that Transportation Security Administration agents held the man at McCarran International Airport late Tuesday to confirm the validity of the Utah hunting tag. His name and where he was headed weren't released.
Because he's white.
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
You trying to tell me that a white man would live in a place like Utah and would have a hunting license and go travel just to shoot something? That doesn't sound white man at all. At all.
Well, when you frame it like that.
Fucking, airport spokeswoman Melissa Nunnery says the man ended up shipping the item, which was a carcass, home, not on an airplane. Gordon, which was that police fella, right? Gordon says it's not a crime to transport.
Yay!
I yawn. It's not a crime to transport a legally possessed game on an airline flight, but says the airline can refuse to transport certain items like a dead cougar in your luggage.
A dead cougar? And cougars are big!
I don't know how big they are, right?
Big!
Wait a second, it's clicking in my head now. Yeah. Wait, so how the fuck big of a suitcase is, or did he just, like, fucking crumple smush it down?
I don't know if he crumple smush it down, if he just keeps body bags. That's also a very white man thing to do. Maybe he just keeps body bags, but I don't fucking know. Yeah, that's fucking wild to me. I'm actually gonna...
What kind of white man would be so into killing that he would have body bags?
Okay, so an adult cougar is approximately 7 feet long, 3 feet tall, and 200 pounds.
What in the blue fuck?
Like, how are you just gonna put that shit
so
in here?
So if you take it from horizontal to vertical, it's 7 feet tall.
Yes! Yes! Like...
Jesus! That is a monster!
Yes!
And white people are like, I gotta kill it.
I gotta kill it.
Nah. Well, you know what? You gotta kill it, but naked with your bare hands. Basically, show up with the same amount of weapons the cougar is showing up with, and let's see who really gets down.
I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking almost 200 pounds, 3 feet tall, 7 feet long. Jeez. And you just had a fucking bag you could fit that in, and then tried to put it in. And then also, like... So is it, like, decomposing and shit in your bag? That's disgusting.
You also got me thinking how much more of a monster it is, right? So it's 7 feet long.
Yeah.
And you said just almost 200 pounds?
Yeah.
So that's probably, like, fucking all muscle.
Yeah.
Whew. Whew. Hell no. Hell no, we won't go.
White folks got some weird-ass hobbies. He was just gonna let that shit, like, decompose in his bag, too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What, man?
Mm-mm.
All right. So, what the fuck is this shit? Apparently Christmas ain't over yet. Let's bring on the goddamn news.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's head on over to California, where, of course, Sacramento. Of course, like, Sacramento, like, it just... Being a person that lived in Spanaway as a child, I think that's why I felt Sacramento rapper so much. I was like, you guys are literally some niggas gangsta crippin' and rapping about selling meth. And I was like, I understand you guys. And you know what? To be selling meth, you gotta have an audience. I don't know why I went with audience instead of clientele. Fucking, yeah, so I'm not surprised that Sacramento news seems like Spanaway news, seems like Florida news, sometimes Texas, every once in a while Ohio.
And sometimes Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, they be wildin'.
They be wildin' in Pennsylvania.
Wait, that was that motherfucker football coach feller?
The Penn State one?
Yeah. Yes. Goddamn. All right. So they're in Sacramento area, city of the Citrus Heights, and this was on a Friday. They said a 32-year-old, 32-year-old named Jesse Berube. It's Berube, and they said that Berube was uninjured after what he did, but now faces one count of burglary.
Yes.
Now, according to police, Berube slid down the chimney of a business on Wednesday and then found himself lodged inside. Nigga.
This is a very Florida-esque story.
My man, like, see, niggas need to put me on the police force, nigga. You're not getting arrested, but you have to stand in the town square, and all the best rappers in town get to take turns doing freestyle disses at you, and everybody gets to come and laugh at you. 8 hours.
8 hours.
8 hours of getting made fun of, fuckface. And we'll give you a lollipop at the end.
A lollipop. Wait, like a lollipop, or like one of those little dum-dums?
I was thinking, I was like, I mean, does he deserve a Tootsie Pop? Or does he deserve a dum-dum?
I think he deserves a dum-dum.
Jolly Rancher on a stick?
Yeah, Jolly Rancher on a stick.
Hey, there you go. That's how we compromise, fucko. Pay attention, people.
Compromise is important.
Now, bop-a-dop-bop-bop. The Rockland Man, apparently there's a place called Rockland. The Rockland Man was able to reach his cellularized telephone and dial 911. God damn, you had to call the police on your goofy-ass self. Nigga, you need to take out a restraining order on your motherfucking self, sliding down chimneys and shit. The fuck's wrong with you? The Sacramento Fire Department responded and used special equipment to extricate him. Police called Berube a criminal Santa. No, he's not.
Yeah,
he's not.
He wasn't trying to give anybody anything. He was trying to take something. He's more like a Grinch, really.
I can't believe they didn't think of that. That should... So, they couldn't think of the word Grinch for a motherfucker that was quite literally trying to steal Christmas.
Yes.
And these are the guys with fucking guns and tasers and shit.
And dogs and bulletproof vests and riot gear and cars.
And authority.
And authority and shotguns and literally license to kill badges. Yeah.
You gotta kill the cops, man. You gotta kill the cops. And you gotta get this guy in a restraining order on himself. That's how you gotta do it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, fuck it, man. Fuck it. Williams World, man. We'll lower the population. Easy.
Yeah, you would, yeah. Yeah, you'd be good at that.
What in the blue fuck is going on in Germany? What the fuck is happening here? Why are these stories?
You are listening to White on...
Ooh, that came in way too hot.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
What? I don't make them do it.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
So,
I do not make these white folks do this. They do this on their own.
Well, these are children, right?
Yeah, this one is a child. I think he's like 9. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you little motherfuckers? alright, so, some little boy out there in Germany... was playing with his younger brother at his home in, Litcherfelde, Berlin, when he found the ultimate hiding place. No, he didn't! No, he didn't! He sucks! Fortunately, the door to an unused safe closed in on the boy, locking him in. His whereabouts were eventually uncovered, but his grandfather was the only person who knew the entry code, and he was away. With no other option, the family called for help from the fire brigade. That's what they call it out there.
Yes.
All right, fuck it then. It took 3 motherfuck hours of testing family birth dates in the hope of uncovering the secret entry code while oxygen was pumped into the safe through a tiny crack as a precaution. Just as a specialist team was about to start breaking the safe open, they entered the correct 6-digit code. Now, firefighters say the child remained calm throughout the ordeal and was shocked but unharmed. Berlin firefighter Thomas Kirstein. Oh, that looks like Stein, doesn't it?
It does look like Stein. Kirstein.
Thomas Kirstein. I couldn't think of a punchline. All right, Thomas Kirstein.
I was, like, trying to get fucking the strain out of my head on that one.
Yeah, where I was staying, like, should I go Bernie Sanders on him? I did that last episode. Yeah.
No, all I had was the Nazi from The Strain. I'm like, what was your name when you got here? I was called Stein.
There's a television program called The Strain, and I don't know if they're going to have another season. That's the cold thing, like, when a season ends, you gotta wait a fucking year. And you know me, I binge watch, man. Like, when Orange is the New Black drops, yo, fuck my whole day. Like, I'm rocking the whole day on one show. Alright, damn, we fucked up finishing the last sentence because we start thinking about Jews. Berlin firefighter Thomas Kirstein said it was a happy ending and a super early Hanukkah present. I'm pretty sure he said Hanukkah.
He did not say Hanukkah. What? Hanukkah's already over. Oh my God.
What?
Is it called Stein? Which, if you haven't seen the show, it's about vampires and there's a Nazi, like a literal Nazi who's been a vampire since, you know, World War II. And he's been chasing this Jewish guy, and they've been trying to kill each other since then. And, of course, now the Jewish guy is, like, super old and, like, really trying hard to kill the Nazi.
But he found a way to use the vampire juice to where he never turns to a vampire. Yes. But that's why he's, like, fucking... He's like, I'm 96 years old.
Yeah, he looks like Bernie Sanders and shit.
Older than shit. Shit, he is Bernie Sanders. He's literally trying to save you from Nazis his entire life.
I'm just trying to save the people from the Nazis. And of course, the Nazi, being the antagonistic asshole he is, just picks on random Jewish people. And he was chasing some guy across a rooftop who had a very Americanized name. He was like, but what was your name when you got here? Was it Goldstein? Just fucking Nazis, man.
Yeah, because it was, yeah, it, I forgot the guy's name. I haven't seen the, yeah, because that's something else, man. I'm not a loyal binger. After I binge watch your show, it's highly improbable that I'll go back. The fuck? Wait, this story's back again?
Because it's another one, and it's in another state.
Why do they keep doing this? Who is this?
I don't know.
Holy shit. Yeah, December 13th. Yeah, because the last one was way earlier this year. Holy
And this is a whole other state. The other one was like out west somewhere, right?
They gotta stop this.
This one is in New York.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was out west or the Midwest. One of the fucking two. God damn it. Who wrote this? Who writes these things?
Oh yeah, the New York Post has a little bit of style with their writing staff.
So this is Tamar Lapin. Tamar said, this New York suburb is getting crappier by the day, and Orchard Park residents have a, and they called it mad pooper again.
Yes.
All right, that's a thing. They have a mad pooper on their hands.
Yes.
One woman has called the cops about a delinquent defecator, stinking up her lawn, and someone placed an ad warning the foul feces fiend to quit it.
The foul feces fiend, yes.
Stop it, Tamar. Yes. You stop it right now. God damn it. This is quote, to the person / jogger who was pooping on our lawns. And the last one was a jogger too.
It was.
Holy shit.
Is this what runners do when they just,
I didn't, but I'm not white.
No, man. I don't know.
What the fuck is wrong with white people? They make everything shitty. All the time.
Quite literally.
Jeez. And with climate change? Oh man, I hope they don't do it in the summer. Just a steamy deuce. Oh man. So the person / jogger who was pooping on our lawns in the village of OP. Yawn. Quote, stop, said the anonymous ad in the Orchard Park Penny Saver reads. Multiple homeowners have been victims and are determined to catch the pooper in the act. What the fuck? quote, we have installed trail cams to identify you, the ad reads.
That is some white bullshit. So you told them that you can watch their face and all they do is cover their face and you're not gonna know. And you're not gonna catch them because they're already in their running clothes and they're running. Do you run?
Do they wipe? Like, I just want to know if toilet paper is left at the scene, or if this motherfucker is just skid marking all the way back home. And that's not skid marking, because you took a shit. Like, that's tire tracks. That's treads. Oh. Oh, man.
I don't know what they're doing, man.
Holy fuck, man. Can we call it skateboarding? We need to come up with a name for that. Skateboarding, when you don't wipe and you have to go all the way home, you're skateboarding.
Skitching. Skitching is a thing, but yeah.
Oh man, Tony Hawkin? I don't know.
Skitching.
Alright, Bobby Burnquist, you motherfucker. That's people that play video games will get that. Alright, fucking Orchard Park police also received a complaint last month from a woman who said she found feces and tissue paper. Okay. All right. There you go. Woo. Woo. I respect it now.
Skitchin' free zone.
Yeah. All right. This is a true activist. I like, because they're in Buffalo, New York. Fuck them. Fucking racist motherfuckers. Mm. Fucking petty bourgeois motherfuckers. Fuck Buffalo. And fuck the Bills, too. Even though that was my biological mother's team, fuck them anyway. I went with the Giants, and the Giants beat the Bills that year, and I got to talk shit to my mother's face. Ha ha ha. Your team lost twice in a row. What the dealio? Alright, I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And, they continue on. Police have had to deal with mad pooper calls before, though they usually involve Buffalo Bills games and the New Era Field.
Oh, look at that!
What the fuck is happening out there? What? You give white people money and they're trashier. They're, it's basically, they just fancy, they make their trailer parks fancier, right? Like the fucking, like the White House has a roach problem since Trump got in.
And mice.
Roaches and mice.
Yes.
They're
and ants.
What the f- and ants. Roaches, mice, and
ants.
And
in the Situation Room, too. How do you have a fucking bug infestation in the fucking, you know, that particular room?
Like it is now really a Situation Room.
Ugh.
All right, fuck it. What else is happening in this article? if the culprit is caught, they could face possible public lewdness or exposure charges. But that's the thing, if nobody saw him,
yeah, pooping, I don't know how they would get...
All you saw was the poo. I like how you guys know it's human poo.
Well, it probably doesn't smell like dog poop. That has a very distinctive...
Yeah. Yeah, because I lived in Florida, and when somebody, like, pooped on the shed door at my job, I knew it was an act of aggression.
That's one way to put it.
It was. I was offended. I was thoroughly offended. I was like, somebody disrespected me. And they got all up on that door. Like, I don't know how they hiked their ass up that high. It was high. I was like, either you're a tall motherfucker, or you stood on something. All right.
Gross.
Yeah, just pooping. That's the world we live in. In September, Anderson, Colorado's Mad Pooper became an international sensation. Okay, see,
Colorado.
Wait, September? I thought it was way earlier. No, there must be more
October,
Mad Poopers.
October, November, December?
I thought it was way earlier.
Oh, wow. There might be more Mad Poopers.
What the fuck is going on out there?
Can't trust joggers, man.
I was a jogger, but I'm black. became an international sensation when mom Kathy Budd and her kids caught a still unidentified jogger mid-squat on their lawn. Mid-squat. That's great phrasing. What the hell else is going on? Ah, Jesus Christ.
Oh, we gotta say that one for last.
All right.
Okay. I was saying underneath there was one we didn't get to. That's a short one, though. Yeah, that
all
was
right,
a short
try
one.
To bang. All right, bang through these two, and then we're gonna get to Mr. John Birch Society in the modern day himself. What the fuck is with that guy's picture? Mm. And it's too small to bring up on screen for the video viewers. And for the video viewers, you're just looking at our faces talking with a couple of images in the background. That's really all. Like, people listening to the podcast, you can look at the video if you just want to see what the fuck we look like. That's all it really is.
Pretty much.
Huntington, West Virginia. All right, so a man has been charged with setting a fire early Wednesday morning at a Cabell County strip club.
Yes.
Why?
Hmm.
All right, let's see. His name is Creo? Creo Chance Bishop, a 21-year-old individual of Huntington, was charged with second-degree arson. Bishop is accused of setting fire to JB's Gentleman's Club on U.S. Route 60 in Huntington around 3:30 in the a.m. on a Wednesday.
White-on-white Wednesday.
Nigga. And Cabell County deputies observed Bishop flee the area on foot and detained him in a nearby Walmart parking lot.
Of course he went to a Walmart.
Like, yeah, you goddamn righty. Where the fuck else are you gonna do looking like that? Authorities said that Bishop set the blaze because he didn't want his girlfriend to work there any longer. He has a girlfriend? I'm looking at this picture. If he was gay, he wouldn't have a boyfriend. Like, does he have friends? One of the woman ladies that works there needs to confirm this, because I don't believe that. I mean, unless somebody has like a fetish for people whose faces look like his face, it's uniquely ugly. Like, he's got his own brand, his haircut. He's got like the Dylan Roof 5000, and it's greased up. Like, what the fuck is going on with this hideous white man? Right? He's got the beginnings of a Mitch McConnell neck.
Yeah.
And a fucking...
There's no chin.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the Manny Fresh thing going. Drop it like it's hot. Get the fuck out of here, this fucking guy. The fire was contained to the entrance of the establishment. Nobody was injured. Bishop is being held at the Western Regional Jail in lieu of $10,000 doll hairs cash bond.
So he set it on fire because he was mad at his girlfriend for working.
Alleged girlfriend. Yeah. We don't know. We don't know if anybody actually likes this person.
I wouldn't like that person.
Yeah, like, unless she likes people that have, like, sort of a face that's, like, redneck mixed with aristocrat. Like, that's a weird-looking fucking guy. Did I nail it? Redneck mixed with aristocrat? I think I'm onto something.
It's like aristocrat, but there was, you know, so much inbreeding mm-hmm. that they, you know, ended up, like, losing the fortune, and now they're just this.
Alright, so we're back to pinknews.com.
Yeah.
What the fuck? A candidate for the Texas GOP said he would gladly execute a convicted sodomite before citing biblical law on homosexuals?
Yeah.
What, but by citing, but basically saying, let him get used the word marified.
Oh, I assume by biblical law he means he wants to go back to the book of Leviticus where it says you need to stone gay people to death, and he's like, that's what we should do.
What about women that have sex before marriage?
Yes, except for his daughter, obviously.
Huh? And her abortion? Because
you can't verify that happened. There's no receipts.
Because that colored boy then got her pregnified. Mm-hmm. They were just listening to Migos, and the next thing you know, he was like, boobies, boobies, boobies! Or whatever the fuck they said in that damn song. This shit was weird. You didn't even show me boobies! Oh, God, and then I sent her home on a Ubu.
Oh my God. Oh, so she's yellow pants, huh?
Yeah, if anybody wants to know what we're referencing, in our relatively recent archives, there's an episode titled Not Everyone Black is Inherently Hip-Hop. And we riff and we make fun of Amigos record on there.
Yes.
And so, it's good.
Yeah, maybe she's yellow pants.
Yellow pants?
I heard that the rumor is that one of the Amigos is dating Cardi B and cheated on her with someone and it involved yellow pants or something. Like, yellow pants were left at the scene of the
Were they cheating. Bodak yellow pants?
They were Bodak yellow pants.
Hmm. Now, what if he's an open-minded fella and he don't care what time of the month it is? When he ate it like groceries, was it a red bottom?
It was a red bottom. It was red bottom, yes.
All right. It was that orangutan.
Yeah, so that's that, I guess, celebrity gossip.
There you go. See, we talk about the celebrity. Yeah, we can TMZ it. We know what's going down in the streets. You know, what's that? That young man Drake, he's probably crying about something
Drake
right now.
Drake is crying about something as we speak.
See,
yeah.
Told you. Yeah. We know. Ice Cube is scowling at someone.
Actually, he is. He just had a promo. He has his own, you know, like merch shop and shit. And I think it was like the Bye Felicia shirt. But he's like holding up the shirt to promote it in his own tweets. And that nigga looks so unamused holding up his own fucking gear.
I swear, man. Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg need to have a mean mugging contest. And these would be a staring contest so we can see who laughs first.
Ice Cube
Snoop's got a mean ice grill. I said I'm using East Coast words. Snoop's got a mean mug, man.
Yeah, Snoop's probably high right now, so we have all the celebrity news, actually.
There you go. Check us out. You know, I mean, what else is going on? This, Emmett Smith isn't relevant anymore, is he?
Emmett Smith is not relevant anymore.
Oh, I like the old
people are still mad at Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Oh, P. Diddy said he wants to buy the Carolina Panthers so he can put Kaepernick on as his starting quarterback.
That'd be fun. And then tell him kneel before every play. Kneel all the time.
Would actually be really funny because that's the team that Cam Newton, I believe, is the quarterback of. Mr. All Lives Matter himself.
Oh man, there's that. I need to make that my background picture on the Facebooks again, where fucking Kaepernick walks past him after he said that shit with his afro picked out, and he's kind of fucking mugging him.
And yes, I need that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be really funny if Cam Newton, Mr. All Lives Matter, got fired just so Kaepernick could take his place.
Woof.
That would, I'm not gonna lie, I don't even like Diddy, but that would amuse me.
Yeah.
Mr. Highest Paid Musician of the Year, who didn't actually put out any records.
Be a bad boy for life. Mm. Alright, so fucking,
That was a nice tangent.
That was another article, shit. So this guy, he doesn't like the gay folks, the homosexuals. or sodomites, as he would say. He wrote, "I'd gladly execute a convicted adulterer, sodomite, or bestialiter."
Woo! Bestialiter.
This nigga, that's not a word, man. No, neither is Bigley. Fuck it. Biblical law is a blessing. And they're putting, if you look at the article, they have SIC, sick. That's basically saying, like, that's what he actually wrote. Yeah. Or if someone actually said it, they're saying this is, like, we're not goofing around making fun of him with the article. That's mm-hmm. the actual verbatim quote. Biblical law is a blessing without the G. Drop the G in it. And he said it isn't the first time the candidate who changed his name to Larry Saseed Kilgore in 2000. Did he really change his fucking name?
Saseed? All right. Secede then, nigga.
Yeah, remember they were popping all that shit in 2012 about, we gonna leave, and we're like, leave. It will be far better budgeted.
Yes, leave, nigga, leave.
He changed his name to Larry Secede Kilgore in 2012, and he has expressed homophobic views.
No kidding.
In 2014, he said that he believed that LGBTQIA people should be put to death. And he, Mr. Kilgore wrote the words as he shared a post from the activist mommy on Facebook. The link was about alleged animal brothels in Germany.
That's not really a thing, but all right.
Alleged animal brothels.
We did, however, cover a story where they had that in the UK.
Somebody white was doing it.
Yes, it
you
was.
You just had to pick out the
do
right
one. Remember
ones.
The thing where they were like, we're not actually going to sentence her to any jail time, even though it's a crime, because she suffered embarrassment because her family now knows that she fornicates with dogs? You remember that shit?
She was white, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yep. Sometimes she's got to be white. Mm. Works out for you. Mm. The fuck, man. All right, so, the activist mommy page is run by Christian mother Elizabeth Johnston. Earlier this year, Johnston filmed herself burning a copy of Teen Vogue magazine after it included articles about anal sex and homered sexuality. She said in a video, "I cannot believe what this Teen Vogue piece of trash has printed. They are teaching children how to be safely sodomized." Good!
Yes, good!
That's
good.
Outstanding! Yes, you should safely sodomized.
Yeah, safe is good. Safe is good.
Holy shit. "They are teaching kids how to have anal intercourse. We should not be teaching children, period, how to have sex."
You wouldn't teach anybody how to have sex. You're like, I don't know, just close your eyes and think of England or something.
Or she could have fucking ended the sentence earlier. "We should not be teaching children, period."
Mm.
Because I really thought it was going to end there as I was reading it. Damn. "Look at what's in this magazine for teenagers. How to masturbate."
Yeah.
"All about homosexual sex and gender fluidity."
Yes. When I see shit like that, I want to be like, you know, they're like, this is the future liberals want. Yes, we want a future where your kids know how to have safe sex so they don't get pregnant or catch an STD.
Because they're going to do it.
Yeah, that is actually the future that we want.
They're going to do it, especially in church kids, like Pentecostal kids, where you don't allow your girls to wear pants and only dresses. Already the kids are going to do it, and you have consigned easy access.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's yeah. how the Pentecostal kids do it, man. The girls straddle, and the boys are just like, this is pretty neat.
Which is also like, y'all came up in that same church. Y'all fucking know.
Yeah, you did it too.
You fucking weirdos. Or at least you know that your peers were doing it. Like, you knew what was going on.
But then again, if you stayed in the church long enough that you have kids in the church, you just like lying to yourself.
Shit.
You like it. Looking at a picture of Lena Dunham wearing a suit, she adds, "Oh yeah, role model for our teenagers," end quote. The mother said also, "Go to your local gas station, your local libraries, your local grocery stores, and ask to speak to the manager or the owner and demand they remove Teen Vogue from them shelves immediately. These editors' brains are in the gutter, and now let's put their sales in the gutter where they belong. Don't let your kids read this garbage."
And in a stunning troll move, Teen Vogue has stopped publishing print versions, and everything is now only available online. Good luck burning that.
Father Muckers. Dibba-doop, skip-bop, flibbity-doop, dop-a-dibba-doo. All right, now, some people are great philosophers. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna check out one of them. Really? Ain't no really. Stop gesticulating, ma'am. She is gesticulating. Stop spirit fingering me. Stop jazz handing me all of that stuff that you Negro women do.
Build.
All right.
Only dangerous.
Damn, he comes in hot. Shit. All right. Fucking media matters with your fucking volume at top blast. All right, so let's check your man out.
Dangerous juncture right.
The full Alex effect.
Yes.
Dangerous juncture right now. The globalist program to block the American reboot and the attempt to.
The American reboot? It's a fucking movie? What the fuck is he talking about? American reboot.
The reboot.
All right.
Simply get our sovereignty back into the United States and to get our own country under the control of the people again.
What? Apparently it was in control of the people before. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know when that was.
Up until 2008, when Acorn got that colored man cheated into office and stole it from John McCain, who stole it from Ron Paul.
Right, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, then. Now listen here.
That has them pulling out all the stops, but every one of their operations is failing right now.
I like how it's they and them, nice and vague, because then you fill in whoever you want they and them to be.
Exactly. That's an intentional thing. Oh, and speaking of, you say Ron Paul?
Yeah.
He had this whole little fucking Twitter meltdown about, this is what they're doing with their tax dollars. We're spending $67,000 for this. We spend $1 million, like, all angry. Hmm. And I was like, but you didn't put how much we pay for your salary or health care in here, though.
Ah, what?
What?
And hey, that motherfucker's been, like, in, what? Wait, no, he's not in Congress. But I think he was before, what? Though, right? Wow. Yeah, because, and the John Birch Society always gave him, like, an excellent rating among their group. Because, you know, fuck them.
So they are going to full weaponization where every comedy show, every major TV show, every news show, every newspaper is basically saying, let's get violent.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't he one of the people that be threatening civil war?
Constantly.
All right, but everyone else is saying, let's get violent.
Yes. Well, it's self-defense, you see, when they do it.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Defending themselves from the people that don't have guns.
They're defending themselves from people that don't have guns who do comedy for a living. Because if anybody's going to be at the forefront of a violent revolution, nigga, it is the comedians.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, man, everybody should be afraid of David Cross.
Everyone should be afraid of David Cross. I personally am terrified of Dane Cook.
Yeah, Dane Cook is a big monkey motherfucker, though. he's got caveman face. Yo, Dane Cook is...
Caveman face?
Dane Cook has cake. Yeah, look at him again, yo. He's got that fucking forehead that like looks like it's gonna go out further than his nose. Yeah, Dane Cook has caveman face like a feather mucker, man.
Jeff Dunham. The puppet
guy. He probably has guns. Yeah.
He lives in California, though.
Which, I bet he just, you know what, he lives there probably because he fucking likes to help. He probably likes all the liberal shit, all the little liberal goodies he gets out there, and then pretends to complain about them, fuckface.
Let's attack Trump supporters.
That's something that's happening. Every sentence he says, let's let him flow for a second.
Let's attack Trump, let's have a civil war.
Yeah.
And they just hope they can foment enough violence, enough intimidation, and enough bullying.
Okay.
To make the American people roll over to their demands. And it's very sad to see the very weak-minded people.
Hold up. All right, so first of all, if they wanted to, like, have a civil war, they could just give us all guns. Like, first of all. It seems like very, very bad planning. But get the people to roll over to their demands. I mean, I've never been in a civil war. I've never lived through one. However, I would tend to think, if you're living through a civil war, nobody is rolling over to anybody. That's why you're having a fucking war.
No, because that's the thing. Like, you have to, like, approach your enemy and not doing it on foot. They're rolling over in vehicles. Yeah, the wheels are rolling and they're rolling them over. See, you weren't paying attention, man. You weren't paying attention. You're acting like a jerk, man.
Very weak-minded people. even as the economy comes back and good things happen, they really believe that the American people and Trump are physically hurting them. So they're going out and physically attacking. They're bullying. Scarborough, again, the clip's coming up, has come out and said that Trump is so horrible that he's going to cause violence in America to erupt while the former attorney general calls for people to hit the streets to remove Trump.
Wait, now fucking, it was at a Trump rally in Florida when some dude said Black Lives Matter in the crowd, bad move, yeah. And the Trump supporters in the crowd were fucking stomping him out, calling him nigger, and saying All Lives Matter.
Didn't they kill somebody at a rally in Charlottesville, Heather? Higher?
No, they didn't kill her, jeez.
Oh, right, she had a heart attack, yeah.
After they murdered her, yes.
Yeah, she did have a heart attack after they murdered her, yes.
Yeah, all right.
And while they run full-page ads in the New York Times, and we say, hey, you're fomenting all this, they go, no, we're not, you're crazy.
That's not even the New York Times, that's Mediaite. All right. This nigga said New York Times, and then they put Mediaite on the screen.
Facts don't matter.
Fuck it.
Fuck facts.
Everything that's not us is the same thing.
Basically.
Scarborough slams Fox News for fomenting a constitutional crisis could lead to violence because Fox News...
It's not like he had trouble reading that. You heard that?
Drunk?
Yeah, that was weird, yo. That's not like he had... he's like... Like,
oh, he probably, because he fucking looked at it, realized he said the wrong headline, and he was like, ah, or the wrong news outlet. He's like...
Yeah. You hear that again.
Scarborough slams Fox News for fomenting to keep Trump out of office.
That just...
Full-page ads in the New York Times. And we say, hey, you're fomenting all this. They go, no, we're not. You're crazy. Scarborough slams Fox News for fomenting a constitutional crisis could lead to violence because Fox News is daring to have congressmen on with the emails and the text messages and the FBI files where they met with the deputy director on how to keep Trump out of office and how to create an insurance policy, a made-up dossier, to push the fake Russian narrative.
Is this shit just all off the top of his head?
It's gotta be. So the FBI was emailing senators
to make a dossier?
A pro-Russia dossier.
Yeah.
Because it's the Republicans who have been pushing the Russia narrative?
Yeah, because Republicans moved so far to the right that Democrats are now Republicans? Maybe he's using a confusing metaphor?
He's using a confusing-sized suit jacket, again.
Quit making fun of it. At least he has the undershirt unbuttoned a little bit so that you can see the beef display. Alex Jones doing pec presses and flexing on you, baby. He's a muscular man. Muscular man.
We should get Dan Bidondi on our show.
That'd be the shit. I would just pretend to agree with him. Fuck it. Just keep going, man.
Just keep going. Keep going.
We have caught them in a gigantic, arrogant, foaming at the mouth.
Yes, keep freestyling.
Foaming at the mouth. Arrogant.
Foaming at the mouth. Arrogance fueled.
An arrogant foaming at the mouth. Arrogance fueled. Where are you going with this, man?
You're
not as sharp as you were last year, Jonesy. Come on.
He's going through a divorce, man.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Foaming at the mouth, arrogance fueled, rabid dog.
Yeah.
Reckless, yeah.
Naked. What? Reckless, naked, reckless, rabid dogs. All right.
So it's like chihuahuas?
Jesus Christ, man. You give them one beer and they just fuck it. We need more naked, reckless, rabid dogs around, and
maybe
a goat.
That's the animal brothel that they were talking about in the last story.
Oh, and they're rabid, so that's why they have an STD.
Mm.
A sexually transmitted dog. Oh, man, I'm out of here. All right.
Fueled rabid dog.
Yeah.
Reckless, naked.
Yeah.
Bold.
Why did he say it so pompous? He just turned into a billionaire for a second and boned.
I'm telling you, he's like reliving his favorite porn in his head right now. I'm telling you.
Holy shit. I should have had the video up the whole time for the fuckers that like videos. For the fuckers that like videos.
You're so polite to our audience, really.
I'm fucking polite to everybody, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? You're tripping.
No, you're not.
Nigga, I was just polite to you right there. Polite ass niggas like me. You hurt my feelings. All right.
You don't have feelings.
Bold.
Ridiculous fraud. Run by, it looks like.
Hold up. Let's hear that again.
Bold. Ridiculous fraud.
Yeah.
Run by, it looks like.
Okay.
Maybe 15 people. In the Justice Department and the FBI. And that really makes me feel good.
So name names, nigga.
Yeah. Who?
If it's only 15 people, you should be able to identify all of them, right?
He's going to be able to tell you who the 15 are.
For all the problems in our government, they tried to keep it down to like 15 people, knowing that it would leak and they'd get in trouble, which, of course, it did leak. And people are going to start covering their butts now because they don't all want to go to prison. And I don't know how the Clintons and their operatives in the FBI get away with this. I don't know how Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch or James Comey or Eric Holder. I don't see how Strzok gets away with
Holder? Okay.
This. Wait, did he say?
You said Eric Comey, Holder, Loretta Lynch, or Eric Comey, Holder. Or Eric Holder.
I don't see how Strzok gets away with this. I don't know how Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch or James Comey or Eric Holder. I don't see how Strzok gets away with this. And there's only a couple others.
You mean David Brock?
The Justice Department official, his wife at Fusion GPS.
This nigga said Strzok.
I know he's talking about David Brock.
I don't see how Strzok gets away with this. And there's only a couple others. The Justice Department official, his wife at Fusion GPS. I don't see how they put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and that's the issue. They're now at the...
Okay. I bet he felt good about that. Like,
I don't see how they put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and that's the issue.
Yeah, like his fucking eyes opened up wide. He was like, I nailed it! I nailed it! Humpty Dumpty back together again, and that's the issue.
They're now at the full-cornered...
Yeah.
Hyena point.
Okay.
And we're moving in for the...
What the fuck is a full-cornered hyena point? Is that what they were practicing on the Lion King when they were doing the Nazi march?
I guess. I don't know.
Hyenas, gather round, Scar. We need to get in a four-cornered point. What the fuck is
together this? Again, and that's the issue. They're now at the full-cornered hyena point.
Yeah?
And we're moving in for the political final...
Nigga,
blow.
Who is we?
And they're going.
This nigga's trying to make so many analogies that he's just now comparing analogies to analogies.
And we're moving in for the political final blow.
Yeah.
And they're going to hit us with whatever else they got.
Right? Like he's talking about hyenas, rabid dogs, final blow. So that's about boxing. Like. Nigga, at the end, he better say swoosh. Like, that would be fantastic. Either that or booyah. Like, give me a...
I think they're going to go ahead and make their move to kill the president. I think...
What is life?
Holy shit. He just fucking says...
With whatever else they got. I think they're going to go ahead and make their move to kill the president. I think in the next 30 days, I think they're going to make an assassination attempt. I just might.
We know how well he does with 30-day predictions.
Right. The Civil War is coming in 30 days. Antifa's coming in 30 days. They're going to have like 30 days of nonstop ramped up violent attacks to, you know, get us numbed to it.
Can you predict that our podcast fails in 30 days?
Seriously.
Yeah. I'm trying to get on RT, man.
Jade Helm is coming in 30 days. Remember that shit?
Oh my fuck damn.
Fucking Jade Helm.
Which was regular military practices on fuck it.
My gut. I see all of them together, they're that desperate. They're either gonna give up or they're gonna activate their cells. And a lot of my smart sources agree with that.
Ah, he just put the padding on it for if it doesn't happen, right?
Yep.
Well, it just means they gave up. I told
because
too much
before
truth.
Before that, they were in the hyena point going to hit us with whatever they got.
The final blow.
Or not, maybe, because they might actually just give up.
Because the dog got an insulin penicillin shot and it's not a naked rabid dog anymore. It went and got a nice suit down at Books Brothers. Very good dog.
Very good dog.
And
tremendous
got a
dogs.
Lot of mentally
the best dogs.
And then they said, my dogs are not big. Do you see these? Look at these Scottish Terriers. These are big, beautiful dogs. Women love my dogs.
Democrats and people inside the Secret Service, inside other places in government. You know, whenever the Clintons and then the Obamas would go into military areas, they'd have everybody take the clips, the magazines, the ammunition out of their firearms.
What?
Trump isn't doing that. They're not taking the ammunition out. I don't think they should. And the president, if he's going to get killed, he's ready to get killed. And that's just where this is going to go next. And it's going to be like when they killed Julius Caesar. You know?
Jesus Christ, this can damn near be seen as Alex Jones delivering a threat. He's ready to get killed. He's going to get killed. Verbatim. Shit, that sounds like a threat, motherfucker.
What happened to the plotters? I mean, they really brought down hell on them then. I mean, I don't want the president to be killed. But if they are dumb enough to actually do it, boy, they have sealed their warrant of death.
Who is they?
They have guaranteed.
They, for some people, it's Black Lives Matter terrorists, Antifa, or somebody could be like, fuck it, Black Panthers again, because there were two niggas standing by a voting booth, therefore the Black Panthers are back. Could be any of them.
Any of them.
Most likely the SJWs.
And then also, I want to know how he has all these contacts in the fucking CIA and the Secret Service who can pass him all this information, but these same people can't fucking identify these 15 people in the FBI and get rid of them. That's a little fucking weird to me. I don't know.
All right, here we go.
On T, they are all gonna probably never even see court. So, they're playing chicken with people that are ready to mash down the accelerator. Because I know I'm mashing it down. I'm pointing my car right at the nose of theirs. So is Trump. That's the spirit. Just, you awaken the sleeping giant, pedal to the metal. Only thing that feels good is to not turn. We're not going to turn. We're not going to back down. We're not going to give up. We're going to break your will. We are going to break your will. And if you want to press down the accelerator, want to go right into us, that means we guarantee that your defeat. Because we're doing this for everybody else. We're not Satan worshipers like you. Only care about themselves. We're gonna get you.
I wish I knew what the fuck else he said after that. You know that was gonna keep going. We're gonna get you. We're gonna bite your nipples. We're gonna get fucking Jones. Holy shit, man. All right, man. The Black Podcast, WineCellarMedia.com. This was White on White Crime Wednesday in the motherfuck damn wine cellar. I barely ever update, post anything to it, but there is a page we have called White on White Crime on the Facebooks. Ours is the one that's not serious. Yeah. There is one that actually has articles on a regular basis. We mostly just have memes and shit.
Yeah.
And that's us. Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice is our blog page you can find on the Facebooks. Penny Loco is the curator in chief there. Take all of those words serious. Curator in chief.
Yes.
There. Okay. Aight then. Fucking paypal.me/PhoenixSandWilliam. That's always in the part of the show notes every single episode. And patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I think it's at 340 now with 42 people signed up. And I tell you, like, we're gunning for a $600 goal so Phoenix Leader can quit her job. But in June,
yes.
If it's not there yet, she's going to leave that job anyway. Yes. Because he will have already applied for another place. And also, it's better for you to just be at home raising your offspring. You got to, yeah, like, I was nagging you about that earlier. Because I think, you know, you're quite coddly. In a way that is, I think it's not age appropriate. Which, and by age appropriate, folks, what I mean is, like, he's too old for that.
Mm.
Yeah, he's not for, like, he's almost 10 years old. Yeah. Like, now it's time where it's, like, he should have been doing chores. We can't let him do dishes because he can't handle glass and shit yet. Yeah, he'll drop stuff. And also, you know now that you can't let him vacuum unsupervised. That was fun. The vacuum cleaner was clogged up with a big ass cap and some pennies. And I got to get all that shit out of there. All right. We tangent at the end of the show. It'll end up being another goddamn show. All right, and I know folks looking at the video see me, like, fucking grabbing my body and moving and twisting because I'm fucking fighting sleep.
Yes.
Like, I'm literally fighting sleep on the show to stay up.
Also, shout out to Theo. Thank you for your recent support. Your Twitter messages crack me up.
And you said the Thaddeus on the Facebooks.
Something like that.
Something like that. All right. She don't even think your name is worth remembering. She gonna shout you out then be like, I don't know who he is.
It's Theo. It's Shaka Zulu on Twitter.
G-Loke. All right. You motherfuckers have a fucking damn good one. I gotta go back in and do another motherfucking 12-hour shift, and then I'm gonna be on at 8 a.m. Not 8 a.m., but on for 8 hours Saturday. And that means I'm still only overtime Tuesday. Did I work overtime Tuesday?
Yes.
So overtime Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
So that'd be 12 hours for 4 days.
Yeah.
Which is, that's only 48 hours. So I may only get 56 hours this week if I pull 12 on each day and then 8 hours on Saturday. Yeah, and I need a 65-hour minimum to run this household. Yeah. All right, fuckos. Yeah.
Have a good night.
A fucking damn.
Bye.
Oh, fuck, the video cut off earlier.